Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. How is the weather where you are? Where I live, we're having lots and lots of rain. Rain and tornadoes, and rain and flooding, and rain and tornadoes, and rain and flooding. It's been raining off and on here for, I think, something like 5 days. But not just rain. Overnight, we had about 4 inches of rain. And that's just one night. Some counties where I live are just completely overwhelmed. Our governor has declared a state of emergency in 35 counties in the state of Minnesota. So I hope things are a little bit better where you are. With the way the weather is behaving, I could hardly help but think of this film, Koyaanisqatsi, and it's just a wonderful film. And the translation from one of the Native American languages is life out of balance. And I can't help with this weather staring us right in the face. I can't help but think of life out of balance. A friend of mine said this morning, well, isn't this Mother Nature just being angry? And of course, that's personification, no doubt. It isn't Mother Nature being angry. But what it is, perhaps, more accurately, is the planet correcting. Things are out of balance, and you have superstorms, and we look back and we say, whoa, that's out of balance. But what do we know? Yes, that's out of balance, but maybe it's a correction. Maybe it isn't imbalance. It's like when you're sick, you know, isn't it the white cells that increase to get rid of the thing that's making you sick? Your immune system kicks in. And so I think of this as the planet's immune system putting it into high gear, saying something to the effect of, you know, there's a species here that's creating havoc and there needs to be a correction. So I need to, the planet doesn't think or have language, obviously, but it's like the planet is making a correction, and it's doing it with great excess. But that's how I view it. And I never thought of that, actually, until today. It's just a correction. It's like the stock market. You go too far, you need a correction. So That's what this is. Although I hate that, I hate the comparison, because I think it's exactly this capitalist situation that has gotten us to this point. When you have a system that's based on exploitation at any cost, you can't go too far with it. You cannot exploit and exploit and exploit, and think at some point you're not going to have to pay a price for that exploitation. So anyway, I come to you today, luckily, from a dry basement in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm slightly on a hill. So far, everything is draining, and we're okay. But a lot of people here are not. The woman from whom I buy my honey lives in a small town that is being ravaged by floodwaters, and I don't know how she's faring, but I hope that her bee colonies are okay. It's really tragic because that's just one example. They got through the winter without too much colony collapse. There's been so much colony collapse in the States and around the world, and so you feel great about having your bees make it through the winter, and then now you get hit by floodwaters, and it's just, I look at it, and I think of this Koyaanisqatsi, and, you know, it's hard to even come up with words to adequately express sometimes the real grief that I feel about what's happening. And that's actually one of the reasons why I continue to take pictures, just simple pictures, of this park where I live. It's a small, small park, and I go there every day. And in this small park, I find such wonder at nature, such amazing things that I've maybe walked by for days and have always appreciated, but maybe not been so attentive to now that I've pulled out my camera, you know. So anyway, that's my homage to what is, to what we might be losing, what we are losing, and hopefully what we'll save. I do hope we save it. But if not, you know, it's like David Suzuki suggests, and I talked about this a few times ago on Radio Lee. Whatever happens next will happen next, and the planet is going to be here for quite a while before the sun blows up. but here we are. But for today, it would be really nice to think that maybe we can have a hand in reversing some of the damage that we certainly have had a hand in creating. So I'm going to end today with a poem from Homefront. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee. Global Edge. Perhaps we will get out of this, perhaps, at this corner, this edge, this high story in art, and time, perhaps. Perhaps we will manage it, as we have managed myths and moons, as we have managed our contentments and resentments, perhaps, as we have managed our depressions and elations, our limiting loves and precious hates. Perhaps. Perhaps. Or perhaps the moon will last us out, perhaps, in the dying of the dying times. Perhaps the sun will wait to warm what will come, post-human, or human again. More human, perhaps, as it calls to us from the future, demanding we determine now the degrees of what will be.